K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the postcast edition of this podcast. This podcast all about covering all things Kansas State coming at you on this Saturday, August 20th, 2022. And I'm coming off of a nice long run to kick off Saturday for you. I hope you guys enjoy your Saturday morning, or you're just waking up for that matter. But yes, this is the postcast edition. Volleyball, their one and only preseason matchup. And be honest with you guys, this was a little closer than I thought this was going to be. But I know it doesn't count for anything. But Susie Fritz, this was a good test for this team. And of course, Kansas State Volleyball beats Wayne State, and this had to be a five-set match for them, but 3-2, obviously, Kansas State wins it there, 25-17, they lost the second set, 22-25, then K-State took it, 25-20, and then Wayne State battled back in set 4, 25-23, and then K-State had to hold off this pesky Wayne State Club in the fifth final set there, 15-12 there to seal it there for K-State Volleyball there as they prepare a week from Friday in a season home opener with the Kansas State Invitational. But yes, Aaliyah Carter leading the way with 18 kills while logging in 13 digs as well. And then this name that I don't think we mentioned this name on the podcast here, but Elena Baca had a big game as well. She put down 17 kills, 15 digs. Ava LeGrand, a name that we did speak of on the Project Podcast dailies this summer. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. First off, make sure you are subscribed to Triple P. And there's a lot of good content there, especially this week. Episode 115 is now out as well, along with episode 114 with the director of on-campus recruiting, Maddie Gage. That was a huge hit and continues to be a huge hit. So that's a must listen there as well. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and those who've been supporting us either from day one, jumped in the middle of the summer, or just starting to listen, welcome. Thank you for your support. Ava LeGrand, back to her. Sorry, with the ADD. Yeah, Ava LeGrand, yes, freshman setter, handed out 34 assists to go with 11 digs there. Sydney Boulding, who was a transfer last year coming onto this team, rounded out the double digits there. She finished off 12 kills as well, with a team best efficiency of 34%. There as well, going down here as well. Susie Fritz in a post comment here. Quote, I think it's exactly what we needed, end quote. And then she goes and says, quote, a frustrating team that plays really good defense. They made it hard to kill it. They have two pretty good physical middles, and it was challenging because they were really mixing their shots a lot. There was a lot of tip and roll, and we had to figure out a way to handle that and convert that, which was a challenge. So maybe thought, well, hey, you know, coming in here, I don't know much about Wayne State, but when I checked in on this a little bit, like, wow. I mean, I did not, obviously, you know, you're not thinking about these small teams. And when you think about Nebraska in general, and particularly with K-State in the recruiting, with volleyball at least, they've got some pretty talented ladies that know how to get it done in volleyball. So maybe I should have anticipated that a little more. But the end result, though, you got a little bit of everything in this one. That in this one lone preseason game, you got a little bit of everything. So you got and really on top of that, you got the ultimate challenge. Now we'll see what happens. Again, it's just an early sample size. We're gonna find out for real next weekend. K-State Invitational, double header next weekend, and then you got to turn around on Saturday and play the final game. I think that is correct. I've said it so many times to get it mixed up, but that is the right schedule there. And then continuing with Susie's head coach, Susie Fritz, his comments there, quote, "I just thought we were too high error, just being able to manage the ball a little bit better, manage our swings a little bit better. To me, that's where it was getting away from us at times. Connecting the context is the most difficult part of the sport," end quote there as well. K-State limited Wayne State to a team to a .141 team hitting percentage, while the Wildcat defense totaled with 11 blocks on the night and 102 digs. Kaylee Fernholtz led the front line with 8 blocks, 7 assists, and 1 solo shot to complete the line on Fernholtz. Carter finished out the defensive side of the ball with 4 blocks as well. Liberal McKenzie Morris led the Cats with double-figure digs, as the junior registered match high for Morris in this one. 33 digs. Sophomore Molly Ramsey was second on the team with 16 digs from the back end as well. And then, of course, Alina Baca. A little bit more of her. Circling back to the top of the podcast. A senior transfer from St. Mary's played 6 rotations in her first action as a K-State Wildcat. Her 17 kills match her career high with St. Mary's while she was playing there. And then, of course, she posted 4 double-doubles with St. Mary's as well. Those is her 17th kill of the night and ended the contest. So the transfer, Alina Baca, capped the night. They sealed the deal with the win there with a big-time kill there to seal it there with a highly contested game there for K-State Volleyball. There as well here. I'm going to go make sure real quick to kind of wrap this up here for the postcast of K-State Volleyball here. That is not what I wanted there. All right. Get the right screen up here. There we go. Yeah, so this will be doubleheader next Friday, this upcoming Friday, against Sam Houston. The next time K-State hits the volleyball court, it will be for real. On Friday, going down, lunchtime, 12 Central Time, Sam Houston coming into Bramlage to kick off the K-State. Is that right? Yeah, that's how it has to be, right? Anyways, yeah, Sam Houston State. Sam Houston. Oh, I'm getting all kind of confused now. Sam Houston, it is the first game. Sam Houston, next Friday, 12 Central Time, to kick off the season and the K-State Invitational. And then the nightcap will be NC State. Yep, NC State, okay, yep, because I did say this on last night's edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly, episode 115. Make sure you check that out as well. And then, of course, again, next Saturday will be Florida A&M, 12:30 Central Time. All games will be at Bramlage Coliseum, as well as K-State looks to get off the mark here and get off to a good start as well. So sorry for the confusion there. I've said it so many times. I can sometimes get it all crossed up, but there, just to make sure, yes, Sam Houston next Friday to kick it off the K-State volleyball season. Then the nightcap. If you got nothing going on, no students are back officially this weekend, and classes start Monday for students. So again, welcome back, K-State students, as well. Definitely, if you're not doing anything, definitely come out, go out there to Bramlage, support the Volleycats as they get their season started against Sam Houston, and then the nightcap gets NC State and Florida A&M next Saturday as well. The Kansas State Invitational. Next weekend, here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Pro Project Podcast, get it? Wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, a few more places out there. I believe iHeartRadio as well. So make sure you're new to the podcast. You want more K-State content other than football and basketball, or just want more outside opinions on that. And we cover other sports as well, all things K-State. Pro Project Podcast, place to do it. But that's going to do it on this postcast edition. K-State takes it in 5 sets over Wayne State in their lone and only preseason match here in 2022. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Stay tuned for more coverage here Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.